Hello, this is Dan Sheridan with Cross and Throne Ministries. Thanks again for joining us as we are studying Ephesians. Yes, we're still going on line by line, phrase by phrase. Very important to understand this letter. This is our charter. Last time we spoke a little bit about the allotment, and maybe we'll pick up on that thought. Let's just read again verse 13 and 14. In whom you also, on hearing the word of truth, the evangel of your salvation, in whom, on believing also, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is an earnest of the enjoyment of our allotment to the deliverance of that which has been procured for the laud of his glory. We pointed out last time in Israel, farmers did not live on their land that they farmed. Farmers would live in a town together, and they would elect a head who would basically meet with other heads of other teams of farmers, and those heads would each cast lots, and which was like a pebble or something put in a bag, and each head would pull a pebble out of the bag, and it would have some kind of designation on the pebble, maybe for the plot of ground that each head would get, and he would have that allotment, and he would go back to his team of farmers and then distribute the plot that he was given to the farmers in his team. And so each farmer could say, I have an allotment in this person who is our head. And Christ is the one in whom we have an allotment. If you look back at verse 10 and in verse 9, it says, "In all wisdom and prudence, making known to us the secret of his will, in accord with his delight which he purposed in him." What is it? To have an administration of the complement of the eras, to head up all in the Christ, both that on the in the heavens and that on the earth. See, Christ, we learn in the Old Testament that there was an allotment granted to him in the land, and he's going to give that, he's going to distribute that land to the nation of Israel in the coming millennium. And but not only in the earth, but in the heavens. And this is part of the secret of Christ, the glories of the Messiah that were unknown in the Old Testament, that he'd also have this allotment among the celestials. And so it's both that in the heavens and that on the earth. So there is an allotment for Christ among the celestials. And then it says, in him our lot was cast also. You see, there's the thought of casting lots for the distribution of the land. So in him, Christ, our head, in whom our lot was cast also. So we have a lot in Christ. We have an allotment, and we're granted this among the celestials. This is much better than an inheritance, friends. If you look down in verse 18, and he says, God, one of the prayers is that God may be giving you a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the realization of him, the eyes of your heart having been enlightened, for you to perceive what is the expectation of his calling and what the riches of the glory of the enjoyment of his allotment among the saints. Notice what he's praying for, that we might know what his allotment is, not ours. So often, you know, we look at this as if everything has to do with our, what do we get out of it? But the most important thing is, what does Christ get out of it? What is his allotment among the saints? Just as those farmers within that team were, first of all, in order for them to know what their particular allotment was as an individual, they needed to know what the allotment was granted to the head of their team. And so you and I, friends, we need to know what Christ's allotment is. Well, we know that Christ has allotment on earth, but also Paul has revealed that God has granted to our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to have an allotment among the celestials. And he has associated us, we're part of that team, that are joint heirs with Christ among the celestials. Friends, isn't that wonderful? Everything is connected with Christ. If you want to know what your blessings are, first of all, understand what Christ's blessings are, as it were. Understand Christ's position. And understand the glories connected with the risen, ascended, and glorified Savior, and you will know what our position is. Well, this is what we have. And then it goes on to say, in verse 14, this spirit of promise is the earnest of the enjoyment of our allotment to the deliverance of that which has been procured. What has been procured? our allotment. And what does that mean to have a deliverance of that allotment? Well, remember in the Old Testament, when a man lost his inheritance through death, a kinsman redeemer had to restore the name of the dead and so that the allotment granted to that man would not be wiped out. For further study on that, look at the book of Ruth. Christ not only delivered us from the penalty of sin, my friends, he not only delivered us, he not only died for us so that we might be justified, that he might, through his blood, take care of our sins, but he is also our kinsman redeemer who will bring us to our portion that God has granted for us. He is a savior not just from sin, but to a glorious allotment that he's given to us among the celestials. Truly, Christ has taken us from the pit of corruption, lost in sin, and he's going to exalt us and bring us to that place among the celestials, the lot that we have with him among the celestials, far above all sovereignties and authorities and so forth. And friends, you and I, our heaven, as you know, people have this view of heaven that will be sitting on clouds playing a silly instrument. No, no, God has a job for us to do, because allotment has to do with possession and government, and you and I among the celestials will be used by God to teach the heavenly beings the manifold wisdom of God. You and I will be doing among the celestials a very similar role to what Israel will be doing during the millennium, and that is being a priesthood nation to the other nations. Well, you and I, Paul says, we're going to judge angels. Our conceptions of heaven need to be extremely altered and got away from traditional teaching. We'll have a role to fill with our glorified Savior. Well, that's all we have for today. Study these letters. And again, let me recommend, go to concordant.org and order a copy of A.E. Knox's study on the allotment. It's an audio message, difficult to hear, but what a great study on this passage. And I'm sure it'll be a blessing to you. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next time. And read this letter. Sit down in one reading and read this letter. And ask God to open your hearts and your understandings, that you may have a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the realization of him. See you next time, everyone.